Much has been said about plans by the government to make Jamaica a logistics-centered economy as part of the long-term goal to generate sustained growth and create jobs. On today's edition of Going for Growth, we examine the Logistics Hub Initiative with a view to outlining the status of its implementation and the ways in which it stands to transform the economy. I am Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Successive governments have realized that in order for Jamaica to achieve its Vision 2030 development goal of becoming the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business, the country must grow its major industries and create new ones. Considering Jamaica's strategic geographic location, its world-class telecommunications infrastructure, burgeoning financial sector, and most importantly, the growth potential of its shipping industry, the government has tapped logistics and transshipment as the next major sector. Not only does the industry have the potential to pump millions of dollars into the country by establishing itself as a vital stop in the global movement of goods, it is also projected to create far-reaching growth in the domestic economy.
Because with the Logistics Hub Initiative, we're moving away from the traditional transshipment model, where goods just come into the port, stay a short time, and are shipped out. We don't get much value from that as a country. With the Logistics Hub Initiative, we will have value-added industries. There's an opportunity for us as a country or as business people to provide value-added services to those goods moving throughout the region.
Chairman of the Logistics Hub Initiative, Dr. Eric Deans. The hub creates opportunities for the formation of small to large enterprises, catering to the high volume of persons accompanying the numerous ships transporting goods to Jamaica and the rest of the region. Potential industries are ship repair, food and accommodations, entertainment, financial services, immigration services, among others.
In order to attract international investors, you have to create a conducive business environment for those entities. That means all the activities associated with them conducting business, whether it is the work permits associated with their workforce, their training needs, their accommodations for their children, all of these have to be provided for.
As it stands, Jamaica is in phase one of the establishment of the Logistics Hub Initiative. This phase has five components, and Jamaica is pursuing component one, or the visioning and development stage. This phase is geared towards determining what Jamaica's logistics hub will incorporate.
We contracted a company out of Washington, Nathan and Associates, to conduct a master plan and industry analysis for the Logistics Hub Initiative.
The details of the analysis are to fuel the second component of the development plan.
The second component is a cargo flow analysis, which is looking at the maritime and aviation trade flows through the region which Jamaica can tap into. Then there's a benchmarking analysis. What that seeks to do is assess how Jamaica stands compared to our regional competitors. The fourth component is a list of pipeline projects. What are the projects that are currently in the pipeline that form part of the logistics hub or support it? And finally, there's an industry analysis. What are the industries that are best suited or can be best supported in Jamaica's logistics hub?
The government is targeting a 15 to 20 year implementation period for the hub, with much more left to be done before phase one is complete. Phase two will see the creation of an official Government of Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative Master Plan, and from there it will be onward to implementation. Dr. Deans is confident that Jamaica has what it takes not just to compete, but win in the area of logistics.
As a country, we have to become open to trade and competitive in order to survive. Using our strategic location, building on it, recognizing what the gaps are, and closing those gaps. And that's what we're seeking to do, and that is why we're confident.
Chairman of the Logistics Hub Initiative, Dr. Eric Deans. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.